This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
But you have a new president, there's a new sheriff in town, and I would bet on the economic growth that is coming from Donald Trump. You see the investments. You see it already. There's trillions of dollars of manufacturing moving to America. It's moving to America. That means the cavalry is coming. For every $1 trillion that invests in the United States of America, that produces 1% of GDP growth. Imagine that. You have a president bringing GDP growth directly to his economy. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is Howard Lutnick there commenting on the president and some of the economic news that he kind of broke last night, maybe on tariffs, maybe on new tax cuts that he would like to give out there. Let's get to our friend Taylor Riggs with the Fox Business Network, the Big Money Show there. And Taylor, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, what do you think about what Lutnick had to say there? There's a new sheriff in town, and he thinks that even though Donald Trump is warning us, there may be a little bit of pain at first, just like last time, it's going to come back in spades.
Yeah, a little bit of an adjustment period. You've certainly seen that in the markets in the last 2 days, as I think businesses are trying to figure out, are we serious about these or are we not? I think Trump and Howard Lutnick have proven they are serious about these. Wall Street just wasn't listening. Wall Street probably thought he was bluffing or using it, you know, as a negotiating tool. But if countries aren't, either stopping fentanyl at the border or playing fair, we want to level the playing field. And one way that Howard Lutnick and Donald Trump think to do that is to do tariffs. So, look, you know, I just got off set with a guest who is very pro-free markets. In a perfect world, we wouldn't have any tariffs. We wouldn't have any barriers, right? But we don't live in a perfect world. So if Europe is going to charge us a 10% tax on American cars, and we're only charging them a 2.5% tax on their cars, then yes, we say you either come down and meet us at 2.5% or we're going to come back up and meet you at 10% because that is only fair.
Right.
So I really like the idea of reciprocal tariffs where it is sort of just eye for an eye. I think the market in the last few days has really struggled with Canada and Mexico, for example. We negotiated USMCA. Now we're saying it's about fentanyl. We're also saying it's about steel and aluminum. We're also saying it's about leveling the playing field. And so I think Howard Lutnick is trying to do a good job of clarifying the why. Is it to level the playing field? Is it about fentanyl? I like the idea that this morning he was talking a lot about the reciprocal tariffs. I think that's what the market and what people understand. I understand the idea of a reciprocal tariff. That makes sense to me. I don't want to sacrifice my daughter and granddaughter's future because I want a cheap trinket from China.
Well,
let's you know, let's start to level the playing field. And yeah, there's probably going to be a little pain, but we just came off of a 20% pain in the 4 years, and I don't have anything to show for it.
I mean, the stock market, like you said, it's kind of been up and down lately with some of these things that Trump has announced. But was I seeing that as of last night after Trump's speech that they've bounced back a little bit?
Yes. Yep. We just had the opening bell. Things are bouncing a little bit. And here's what I would remind us is markets are volatile and markets are not the economy. They are not Main Street. So when we get soft survey data that shows that companies are a little hesitant, that's one data point, and the markets and the algorithms can sell off. But I really want to wait. We have a jobs day on Friday, right? This will be a first month for February that Trump's been in office. How are jobs doing? How does Main Street feel? We got an employment report this morning from ADP. It is a private payroll. It definitely was lower than expected, but some of the biggest gains in that were manufacturing and construction. So that's telling me that underneath the surface of overall headline, things are a little slow. Underneath the surface of manufacturing and construction is gaining. That's good. That means people are building homes. That means manufacturing is coming back. So I'm the one that follows Wall Street, but I also in times like this have to say, okay, we also just came off of 2 years of back-to-back double-digit gains. Let's take a deep breath and see how the markets can settle in. With tariffs, it's all about the duration that will really impact the market in the long run.
So Taylor Riggs, our guest from the Big Money Show on Fox, maybe you understand this at a deeper level than I do. I've been around a long time. I've heard of these trade issues and complaints before. How did the United States get into a situation, and I'm sure it's happened over years, where we allow countries to charge tariffs on our goods and we don't charge tariffs on their goods? Were we just doing them a favor at some point? Or, I mean, how did we allow ourselves to get to this point?
That's a great question. You know, I was watching a fantastic documentary on China where we in the 60s really opened up to them. And we thought, oh, if we open up to them, they'll believe in democracy and they'll play by the same rules that we do. And we learned in the following 40, 50 years, that's not it. That as we've gone from manufacturing to consumption, they've gone from manufacturing to advanced manufacturing. And so they're still exporting and all we are doing is consuming. So part of this has been a history experiment, particularly with China. In the last 50 years, I think we all went in and we thought if we open up, they're middle class, they'll be a democracy, they'll fight for their rights. Obviously, that has not been the case. They are very much a communist dictator country. And, so, Liz, it's been a learning lesson, I think, for all of us.
In Trump's speech last night, he talked about balancing the budget, which I think a lot of us would like. I don't know how possible that is. One thing he mentioned to help pay off the debt and to try to get things rolling was this gold ticket idea. And I think we've talked to you about this, but basically having the people who want to come over here from different countries pay this amount and then try to encourage college students to work and all the things. I mean, how effective do you think that could be ultimately?
Love this. And this has been a big champion from Howard Lutnick as well, who talked about it at one of the first cabinet meetings that we had with Trump a few weeks ago. And it was open to the press and we all listened in. Gold card is like green card, but better. So if you want to be, if you're the top student at Yale and you want to come and work here right now, businesses won't hire you because they don't know if you can stay here with the visa. That is absolutely the reason that why we have a brain drain. They then all go back to China, India, Japan and start their own companies based on the education that we've given them from our top universities. We want to keep that. That is the best immigrant where we want them to stay. They can buy a gold card, or if the corporation sponsoring them can buy that gold card, then they can stay and we can keep that talent here. So I love the idea of encouraging, again, more ideas about encouraging investment, encouraging some of the smartest, brightest, best to come here and open up some of the best companies.
Fantastic. I'm sure you'll be talking about the speech today on your show, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. Lots to unpack.
All right. Taylor, thank you.
Have a great day.
Yep, we'll talk again soon. Taylor Riggs there from the Big Money Show there on the Fox Business Network. And I think they recently expanded that show to 2 hours. So you can always check them out there. I think now from noon to 2, I think they're on there on the Fox Business Network.
Get more at 971talk.com.